Coming.
I don't know. Well, I saw
you keep
that shot for us.
Should be coming. Looks like good, but we're looking. Please continue. Right? All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little almond. Zum in Alika Snow, Philip Eric Pace, Steve Conhey, argues on the Mission Brewer. Yes? He paskins that the minutes like the mugging of rum, that women fulfill their obligation with a short prayer, and that includes Shvach Bakash of Odaya. Shlomo Zum adds, Kiva Gitsu, good morning. That she fulfills her obligation of Shvach Hodah by reciting Modani. When she adds a verse of Bakasha, she fulfills her obligation of Davening.
Who's this?
This is Rishon Mazaman. According to the Magen Avraham, in the footnote, Rishon Mazaman says that for the sake of being grammatically correct, did you know this? Women should say the word Modah, with a kametz under the dalet. Not Modeh, like men do, Modoy, because she's a woman. Do you know that? So the Shlomo Zalman passes like the Mogad of Rome, that a woman fulfills her obligation, with a short prayer that includes Sheva Bakasha Vodaya. So as long as she says Modani, that's praising, and do a Bakasha, you know what I mean? Make a request. What'd you say?
All she needs is a Bakasha.
She needs Sheva Bakasha and Hodaya, all three. She needs all three. Modani is a Sheva. And you could say thanks to Hashem, and then you say in the middle a bakasha or something. Now, who's this against? This is against Mishra Brewer. Because basically, Mishra Brewer says that Ashkenazic poskim, paskin like the Ramban, yes, which is the meaning of most, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, and that women are required to daven amida twice a day, Shachris and Mincha. Yes? Yeah, according to Mr. Brewer, women have to say Shachris and Mincha every day. According to Shlomo Zalman, they don't have to say a full Amida. They could do this Modani with Divrei Shvach for Hodaya, and that's considered to be enough. You follow me? That's the Machlokes Lamaisa. Tina Mr. Brewer. Meiriv generally not, but there are some that say, I think the body holds a woman should say Meiriv, but generally speaking, Akiva Gisser, if you want to date a woman and she says Shachris and Mincha, because she doesn't say Meiriv, you shouldn't not date her. You follow me? Okay, because generally most women do not say Meiriv. But there's a Machlokes where they have to do Shachris and Mincha. Machlokes to do Mishra Brewer, Shlomo Zalman. Mishra Brewer says Shachris and Mincha, and the Shlomo Zalman says it's enough to be Yaitzeh with this Halacha L'maaseh. There are many Gedolei Achronim, Piskei Tshuvas, who paskin like the Mishra Brewer and do not agree with Shlomo Zalman's ruling that you have to daven Shachris and Mincha if you're a woman. But even according to them, listen to this: there are times when a woman is exempt from davening. The Mechaber Siman Kuvav Sif Aleph is masber by the Mishra Brewer Sif Kon Aleph paskins that one who's busy with a mitzvah is exempt from davening. Wow! One who's busy with a mitzvah is exempt from davening. If you're a young mother and taking care of a baby. Correct. Then you could say, even according to these posts, when Dav Shachris Mincha and Meiriv, you could get out of it. What'd you say? Can't hear you. Yeah, I mean, if you're the only one who can take care of the baby, but, you know, yeah, but, you know, a guy should get a babysitter. A guy has more of an obligation than a woman, because you have Shlomo Zalman to rely on. Rabbi Yalei Bakoin, who's the son of the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal, listen to this. Writes in Dugma Mordechai Avi Minhak Kisvei Arava Chafetz Chaim that although his father passed and women are obligated to recite the Amida, his mother almost never davened when she was raising her children. The reason is because her husband Chafetz Chaim always passed that raising children is a mitzvah, and when she was busy performing the mitzvah of raising the children, she was exempt from davening. Based on this, Or Letzion passes that if a woman is busy with her children all day, they're exempt from davening. They're even exempt from tashlumin, making up the mista mita at the next tefillah. Similarly, a man who is taking care of the children. Your question, excellent, Kiva. Man is taking care of the children. There's no time to daven exempt from davening, and it's also exempt from tashlumin. Now, I would have argued on this. Who am I? I'm a nothing compared to what? Compared to Yogi Goldberg. But Lamaisim, I would have said the chiv to daven for men is more chomer than the chiv of a woman, so therefore it's more reason to be meiko. You know, let the husband, I feel terrible for him. His wife died. He's taking care of a baby he got from her. I just heard this. Did you hear about this in Scranton? There was a car accident. You heard about it? They said four little kids saw their mother die right in front of their eyes, right on impact. And the father was in surgery yesterday, yes? You heard about it? How'd you see it? On the internet? You heard on the internet? On the internet, you heard about it? You see about it's terrible. You see about this bridge? You guys see this bridge? It's horrible. Are you familiar with that bridge? A lot of guys in the show. It's in Baltimore. It's crazy. 20 people are missing, no?
No. 6 people.
That's it? It's a nace that there were no cars that went on
because
there.
They made it managed to, like.
They did Mayday?
They sent out a Mayday, like.
But what did they do? Put lights? Did they close the gates?
I mean. 10 seconds before the crash, they, like, sent out a Mayday, and they managed somehow to, like, close it.
No, but how'd they stop the cars from going on the bridge?
It was 1 a.m., so there wasn't that.
I know, but did they put gates down or something? Or? It's a nace.
They sent a Mayday. They sent, like, get everyone off the bridge.
It's clear that it was
20 seconds they managed to get everyone off the bridge.
But it was, but they were able to stop the cars from going on the bridge. I don't know how they were able to do that. That's what I'm asking. No, but what I see was clearly pshia. It was negligence.
Was it? I don't know.
No, because the you see the picture. I saw the picture on the paper. I think they're called piers. Piers. The bridge has two piers, and if you go directly under, it's not going to touch anything. I think it lost its electricity and it wasn't able to steer. I don't know. It's a horrible thing. 6 people are missing. Yes, they didn't find them.
Presumed
dead, yeah. No, and no cars fell in the thing.
I don't think so.
There were no cars on the bridge when it happened.
No, maybe there were cars on the bridge, but I think only 6 people are missing.
It's crazy.
Maybe hear what happened in Moscow.
That was a few days ago.
A few days ago, yeah.
Mises, no?
It's pretty crazy.
They just came in, no?
Yep.
He's claiming that it was Ukraine, or was
it?
Of course it is. I thought America destroyed ISIS, though.
I thought so, honestly, too. Like, no one's heard anything about ISIS in, like,
I thought, yeah, I know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen to this. Now, we should dive into food slam for everyone who got hurt. And they should be fine, the people.
They did find them.
They found all 6 bodies?
Oh,
you're talking about there were 140 people killed in Russia, no?
Yep.
It's terrible.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Really quick. When they found these, like, terrorists.
Yes.
Right, and very clearly Russia, like, mommish tortured them. Like,
oh, really?
Like, they came out to court, they were, like, all beaten and gross. One of them was missing an ear. Like, they
had it. Oh, gosh.
So, what's the... Because... Obviously, like, the Torah doesn't condone... The Torah is, like, not a fan of, like, revenge and whatever. But, like...
Nekoma, you mean?
Nekoma, like...
Gomorrah has in Yuma. Nekoma,
but it's also, like...
Well, the Gomorrah has in... You should know, the Gomorrah has in Yuma, Dachlof Gimel. Nekoma is only by moment. The whole shot of it, what? There's no Nekoma by words? But I want you to know the Gomorrah. The Gomorrah says Nekoma is Hobe moment did receive. Only by moment. Like, you asked me for a shovel, and I say no, and then I say the next day, forget it. You didn't give me, I'm not going to give you. The question is, does it apply to words or even killing a guy? What are you saying? So what are you asking up here? Luck, what they did is wrong?
I don't know. Like, I feel like...
The question is, is it pikuach nefesh? If you're going to be able... Let's say by doing that, you'll be able to save a few people in the future. Let's say they're planning another attack, and you need to get information from them, right?
More or less?
No, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm not saying you're allowed, but I'm just saying there's room to say maybe it's okay, no? In that case, if you know for sure they know something... I don't know. It's unbelievable.
Like Israel, like with these, like
I don't think I don't they know. Do it to that degree, though.
No, they definitely don't. But like, I'm sure they to get information. I'm sure they're not all like nice and whatever. Like,
of course.
Sure,
but that's because of Pekuach Nefesh, I think.
Right.
That's because of Pekuach Nefesh. Similarly, a man who's taking care of his children has no time to daven is exempt from davening. Is also exempt from tashlumin. Now, I would argue and say, who am I to argue? But I would say let the man. I feel terrible, but that's how we got off on this tangent. But let's say the man, his wife dies, got little kids, so you have to hire a babysitter. Have the babysitter come early. I'm not saying it's easy to find someone, so you can go to Minyan like a mensch, you can daven, you know what I'm saying? Because the chiyuv of a man of daven is much stronger than a woman. Chazanish quoted in Ginzei Shar Tzion writes that although women who are taking care of children might be exempt from davening, since taking care of children is similar to the mitzvah of taking care of the sick, the righteous woman of the generation always made an effort to find the time to daven. Wow, Chazanish. So I want to give you a quick quiz. You ready? Let's go. Obligation to daven. According to the Rambam, is Diraisa Drabonim. No? Diraisa, according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, when it's not Esar, it's rabbinic. Yes. Fulfillment of obligation, according to the Rambam, is what? Shvach Bakosh of Odaya. It doesn't have to be in the Nusach of Shmon Esar. According to the Ramban, what is it? Amida. It's got to be Amida. What about women, according to the Rambam? They're biblically obligated, but fulfill it with words of Shevach Bakosh of Odaya. What about according to the Ramban? Release a daven amida twice a day, the Ramban. You got all this?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over it again. I want you to get it. And last one, bottom line, halacha. Rambam, men should recite the amida three times a day, women twice. Women or men who are busy caring for children, that's just both. Women and men who are busy caring for children are exempt from davening, though it is best to find time to daven. So let's go again. Rambam, diraisa, Ramban, derabbanan. Fulfillment of obligation. What is the definition according to the Rambam? Shevach b'kosh v'odaya. According to the Rambam, what is it? Amida. Yes? Women. What about women according to the Rambam? Biblically obligated to fulfill obligation with words of Shevach b'kosh v'odaya. Rambam. Women are obligated to recite the Amida at least twice a day. Yes? And the bottom line, Lacha mentioned recite Amida three times a day, Shachar Shachar and Maariv, women twice. Women and men are busy caring for children, exempt from daven, though it is best time to daven. Whereas I wanted to say the chiyuv of a man is stronger than a woman, and therefore what? Therefore they should hire a babysitter, okay? They should hire a babysitter, the man.
Wait, what's the svara again that a woman chutzner from Maariv as opposed to Shachar and Mitzvah?
Well, Maariv is a reshus, and the whole chiyuv of women is much weaker, right? So, since the whole chiyuv of women is much weaker, right, we say that Maisa, women never took it upon themselves. Klal Yisrael took upon themselves Maariv as a chov, the Bahag, right? So therefore, that did not include women, only men. But there is a notion, people, there are some women that say it. The body has. Okay, let's continue now, guys. We got a lot to do. Where's Shmuel this morning? You see him? Huh?
He definitely
said it. Okay. Let's continue. Usher's sick. He's got a bad headache. He called me. And Nate's grandma's very ill. They're moving her back home into hospice care, so he's helping out. Okay, let's continue though. A few more minutes, and then we got a lot to do because we go. We want you to cause over that Tysus and the whole Gemara. We got a Vayikra Vayitra. I want to continue about the following, and that is that let's get it. How do we paskin about the Shiloh? We went through that, Lamaisa. Remember we said that? I want to understand a little bit further now, Birkas HaShachar. Okay? We delved into it. I think Monday you missed it, Sam. I want you to listen, okay? So let's continue now. In this section, we'll delve into some of the lachas themselves to gain a better understanding of Birkas HaShachar. The Mechaber and Simmons, Mem Vav, Sif Aleph. You got it? Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, Paskins. When you wear a belt, you should recite Ozer Yisrael Bigura. Did you know that? Yeah, did you hear what I'm saying? When you wear your belt, when you put on your belt, you should say Ozer Yisrael Bigura. Now, we don't paskin like this, but this is what the Mechaber writes, okay? And the Ramah adds that even when wearing pants, you should recite this bracha. Wearing a belt or pants is halachically required when davening is an act of snius. Separate your heart and your erva. Mechaber passes when you cover your head with a hat or other covering, you should recite Ozer Yisrael B'Tifarah. Mechaber and Sif Gimel quotes a Rosh, well, that this bracha also refers to tefillin, since pyramid's root, Tiferet, refers to tefillin. Mr. Bruce Sif Gimel there writes that the custom is to touch the tefillin. Do you guys do this? I don't. Mr. Bruce is going to give him, maybe I should, writes that the minhag is to touch the tefillin when you're reciting, when you recite this bracha, show that it also is referring to tefillin. Did you hear that? You guys do that when you say, I'll tell you something, Defara? Do you touch your hand on the tefillin? Mr. Bruin says you should. To show it this for the film. Mr. Bruin Sifkan Tez is Mazda. These two halachas of Ozer Yisrael and Ozer Yisrael with Defara specifically mention Yisrael. Why does he say Yisrael? Because they're unique to the Jewish nation. Wakasneas, by placing separation between their heart and their irva, by covering their head, as opposed to all other Birkas Shachar, which apply to all mankind.
Usually I don't have my tefillin on yet, but...
Oh, really? You say Birkas Shachar without the tefillin? Okay.
Is that
okay? Yeah, sure. I put my tefillin on before, but I don't touch my hand to it. But this is what the Mechaber writes, okay? Now, the Mechaber's at the end of Sif Aleph, okay? Yeah? So in other words, if you don't really have to put the... He says when you put the belt on, you're supposed to wear the Mechaber. The Ramad says even when you're wearing pants... So I don't, you know, we say it as like the, you know, we say it, you're praising Hashem. You follow me? We're saying you're praising Hashem. So you have to do it every action. You know, when the rooster crows, the sefavina, that's what the Rambam says. We don't hold like that. The Mechaber doesn't hold like that. And therefore the Mechaber writes that we say it in shul. It says people's hands are not clean in the morning. Therefore we say, you follow me? We don't say it in intervals about when these things are what? When these things are applicable, you know what I mean. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Might say that they're like a biggest nenin, right? Ramban says they're biggest shevach v'oda. The Rosh took a hybrid approach that some brachas are similar to biggest nenin, and you recite them benefit. The bracha doesn't need to be recited right before benefiting his blessings. They're also considered biggest shevach. As I said, basically the way we paskin is. You know, Chabra holds like the Ram, but he's cautious with other opinions. But the bottom line is that what? We hold like the Ramah, that we say it even with Hashem's name, if one didn't benefit from the specific, because the Ramah, possibly the Ramban, then is a Birkas Shevach Vodah. But he does have this notion, the Ramah, Machaber, of wearing the pants, you know what I mean, when you put the pants on. But as I said, the Ramah says, even if you're not wearing a belt, you say it. And the tefillin also, you say, is referring to the hat, but it's also referencing the tefillin. So that's why he says also to put on the tefillin. Okay, let's get to this. Now the Mechaber, at the end of Sif Aleph, adds that you should never answer Amen when hearing the bracha of Mavir Shena. Never. And since this bracha extends to Agoma Chasadim Tovim, I say Goma, not Hagoma. Goma Chasadim Tovim is a one continuous bracha. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people make that mistake. They say Amen and Mavir Shena. It's a continuation of the bracha. You follow me? Look, take a look. See where it's all one bracha? Yeah. A lot of people say right here, Me'afapai, they say Amen. It's wrong. You're supposed to say Amen at the very end to Goma Chasadim Tovim or Hagoma Chasadim. That I'm not aware of. I'm not aware of, but...
You just say it out loud.
In Shavuos morning, they do, Lamaisa. Shavuos morning they do, you're right. Well, if you say it out loud, that will stop it from happening, correct? You continue on, you know what I'm saying? You continue on. No, you should say the whole thing out loud so that will prevent it. Okay? Now the Mechaber...
He's saying you should say it quietly so that people won't hear you and say Amen.
Right, that's if you're... But I'm saying if you're the Chazan, though, probably say the whole thing, just continue. You don't give the Tzibur the opportunity to say Amen. You follow me? Now, the Mechaber in Siv Dalet passes. Let's get this. You are required to say Shalom Asani Oved, Shalom Asani Goy, yeah, Shalom Asani Isha, and women recite Shasani Kirtzono. You familiar with that? Ramah adds that a Ger cannot recite Shalom Asani Goy since he was once born a non-Jew. However, the Berhate of Magen Rambam quote opinions that allow the Ger to recite this bracha. Hari Benigas is usually be Mekel. You don't tell a goy, hey, Mr. You don't tell a goy, Mr. Gear, don't say Shalom Asani Goy. You're not supposed to point it out. You're right, you're not supposed to point it out. That's why the minute is you let him say it. Now the Taz is Masbir, these brachas are all in the negative. Shalom Asani, not in the positive. Why doesn't it say Shalom Asani Yisrael? You know why? Because Beishama and Beisilu agree that it would have been better for a man not to have been created. Since there are so many trials and tests in this world, one cannot recite, thank you for creating him. The Taz adds that although the bracha of Shasani Kirtzona does not appear in the Gemara, women are still recited because they're giving thanks to Hashem for the special role they play in the world. The Alka Yosef argues, passing that Sephardic women should recite Asani Kirtzono without Hashem's name, since this bracha does not appear in the Gemara. That's why I don't say Shem Hashem by Mekadosh Hashem Kabarabim. You know that bracha in Birkas Hashachar? Mekadosh Hashem Kabarabim, Lemaisa. I don't say Hashem Hashem. Now, the Rav, I don't think, says, I know some Naif Koach, Hashem Hashem. Because that's not in the Gemara either. I don't think in the end of Bracha, Stav Samachon Beis, I don't think Moshe Naif Koach says it. That I do say. That I do say. Okay? Now, let's finish this up so we can. Let's finish this up because we've got a lot to do. Now, let's get this. You heard what I said so far? We said a negative because no Achlo Livra. There is a Tyson Erev in there on Dafi Gimel that says a tzaddik, it is better to be created. But people aren't supposed to view themselves as tzaddikim. They're supposed to view themselves as what? Beinonim. Okay? Mechabrin Sifei. Listen to this. This is very important. Because I actually, this morning, inverted the order of Ozer's of Gura and Oteris of Bifara. I said Oteris of Bifara before Ozer's of Gura. That was fine. But I want you to get this. You guys got it? Remember that Shulag. Mechabrin Sifei. Possibly, if you mistakenly recite Zokef Kefufi before Matir Asurim. You got that? In the order, Matir Asurim is before Zokim. Let's say inverted, you do not recite Matir Asurim. Excellent, Sam. Shabriz Sifkar of Mazda, anyone who can stand is also able to move and sit up. Matir Asurim, right? Once you've been praised Hashem for being able to stand, you can no longer praise Him for enabling you to sit. No? The Shabruah concludes that the Gedol Akram argue and allow one to recite Matir Asurim, though if possible, it is best to hear the bracha from a friend to have in mind to be Yotze. So you got that? So that's the two that you got to know. Zofke Kufumi said before Matir is my mistake. Chabra says don't say Matir Asurim. Mr. Brook goes to the and say you can. It's better to hear the Bracha Matir Asurim from another person so you don't get entangled in Machlokes. I can't hear you. So you're chained in. You're chained in. People chain you up. Matir Asurim. They chain you. Yeah, they chain them. They chain them up. They chain them up. It's terrible. Just the hostages, October 7th. Yes, hostages now are chained up, they say, no? Okay, now let's finish this, okay? Finish this, Ma'av, got a lot to do. The tour paskins that the Bracha Nosim Leif Koach is recited every morning. He's Ma'av, when you deposit an item with a friend, you usually get it back in worse condition. Shmuel, good morning, it's great to see you. Okay? Okay? The Torah passes that the bracha on Hosein Leif Koch is recited every morning. It's mazal when you deposit an item with a friend, usually get it back in worse condition. And if you are lucky, it will be in the same condition. But if you will certainly not get it back in a better condition. There's a big difference when it comes to Hashem, though. In contrast, with regards to Hashem, thank God, we deposit our weak and tired neshama with Him every night, and He returns it fresh and tranquil. This bracha gives praise to Hashem for rejuvenating our neshama with strength. However, the Mechabrin Sivav passes that one should not recite the bracha of Nosim Leif Koach since it does not appear in the Gemara. Wow. The Ramah argues, passing like the tour, that it should be recited. Remember I said the Rav didn't say it? The Alka Yosef writes that the custom among the Sfardim is to recite this bracha since the Gonim Paskin is saying the Gerson of the Gemara might have included this bracha. And in their Gemara, and the Gersh and their Gemara might have included this bracha, even though I don't think we have it on Daf Samach and our Mesitna. Additionally, the Mekubalim passage is best to say it. Shabruzim Gomez passage should be said even if you are awake all night. Wow. Chabrin Siv Zayin passage, you're not allowed to add your own brachas to Birkas HaShachar. As mentioned earlier, the Ramal passage is that even if you do not benefit from the specific benefit mentioned in any bracha, you should still recite all of the brachas because they were enacted to give thanks to Hashem for creating a functioning world. According to this Sfara, even if someone was up the entire night, he should recite them. However, Mr. Bruin Sifkat Nechav Dalit quotes those who hold that someone who's up the entire night should not recite Elokai Neshama and the Bracha of Amavr Sheinah, since they're said in the singular tense, implying that they're not a global Birkas Hashem. Mr. Bruin, though, seems to paskin, like the Shari Tshuva Zifkan Mez, that it's best to hear the Bracha from others who have slept. The Rosh Hashanah paskins based on the simple Avon of the Ramah, that even if one was up the entire night, he should recite the Bracha of Amavr Sheinah, since they are Birkas Hashem, recited on the general phenomenon of sleep and waking up. You follow me? So basically, I recommend you should hear it from someone else, yes? You should hear all the kind of Shema Rishim throw up all night, even though it seems to be the Ramah says you could say it. But the best thing is, Mr. Ruth, though, seems the pasna and Shari Truth, best to hear the bracha from someone else. But the Ramah really says you could say it. Because people do sleep. Other people, so you happen to have not slept that night, okay. I feel bad for you, but other guys did. But like I said, you should rely on the what? Hearing someone else and not rely on this psak of the Ramah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rav Avadya says that you say Notin Le'Efkoch, right?
Yes, the Sfardim say you should say it, yes.
But
Sfardim say you should say it.
Yaakov
Yosef.
Yaakov Yosef, okay.
Yes. The Gonim Paskin, and it might have been their gears in the Gemara.
Isn't it a Machlokas, therefore Savik Brachos Lahakel?
No, they felt that was their gears. They're confident about it. Okay. All right, we learned above that the Brach of Shasali Kotzarki was enacted to thank Hashem for what? For what? For providing shoes. In this Brach also recited on days when you're forbidden from wearing shoes. Like which days? Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, the Tashbetz was one of the late Rishonim, 1361 to 1444. Passes that the Brachos recited both in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av because there's no Isser. There's only an Isser to wear with other shoes. Other shoes are permissible. And the Brach refers to non-leather shoes. Wow. Mishabud Simon Tov Kuf Nun Daud Sif Kanah Pasa accordingly. You can even recite Shas Likol Targit of Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Choshuchan argues and passes that the Brach Shas Likol Targit or on shoes is not recited in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av since all of Am Yisrael does not wear shoes in that day. So the Machlekes Mishabud and who else? Aruch HaShulchan. I think the many is to say it. However, an Oval during Shiva would recite the Brach. It is a blessing thing that Hashem providing the needs of the world. The Goin Maisa Rav also passes this way, but he adds that the Brach should be recited on Motzi Yom Kippur, wow, and Motzi Tisha B'Av. The Maisa most followed Mishnah Berurah recite the Brach normally in the morning. That's what we say. Now I want to close with the following. What does Shasal Kotsarki mean? What does it mean? That why is that Hashem provides all our needs? Focus on the shoes? What does that mean? Why the shoes? Shoes are important, don't get me wrong. They're very important. We bless Hashem for them. You know, we don't say Shechianu on shoes, the Ramah says, because you kill animals. You get the leather from the animals. Rachamava komasa. That's why you never say, you get the fanciest shoes, you never say Shechianu. Get $3,000 shoes, you never say Shechianu, the Ramah says. Because you're killing an animal. Rachamava komasa. You never say Shechianu. Can't hear you. For a new what? It's a good cash. Why didn't say Shechianu? A new tire. It's a good cash. To look into it.
Wait, do you or you don't?
I don't know. I have to look into it. Why don't you exceed the Sefer Torah? Why don't they say Shechianu? You buy a new suit, you say Shechianu. Tefillin, we don't say it, but Tefillin, we don't say it because we say it every day. We use it every day. Tefillin, you don't say Shechianu.
We use the Torah every day.
Torah, that's why I think by Torah you don't say it. No, nothing. It's a good kash, you're saying. The cloth is made out of an animal. You killed an animal. I like that. I like what you're asking. I like what you're smarter. Interesting. Well, let me ask you, though. Why is the shoe? So it's a great shot from the Yosef Salant, the Gary Eisen. I want you to get it. He says that there are four levels of things in the world. There's an Adam, who's a Medaber. The second level is a Behema, doesn't speak. The third level is a what? Someach, sprouts. The fourth one is a Domein, inanimate object. Okay, now if you think about shoes, what is that? The animals, right? Eat the vegetables. The animals are the leather, the vegetables and the domain. So, but you wearing shoes, you're really saying Adam is on top of everything. So you're highlighting the godless of Adam. Yes. In the Beis Hamikdash, are you allowed to wear your shoes? No. Because in the home of Hashem, really the whole world is the home of Hashem, but it's highlighted in Beis HaMikdash. It's not right to highlight, oh, godless Adam in the home of Hashem. That's why it's also in Beis HaMikdash. You got that? I want to extend, very Yosef extends to Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. Some say you shouldn't say it like that, because Shabbos gets 7 and leaves Yom Kippur 6. But it's a Yom Kodesh Norv Yom. We know how important Yom Kippur is, you know? Someone might say Shabbos is more holy than Yom Kippur. Whatever it is, you follow me? Lamaich, on Yom Kippur, you don't want to highlight the greatness of man, so therefore there's this to wear shoes. Beautiful shot, no? That's why Shasal Kotsarki, every day we say it, because highlighting the accentuating the godless over the other three. You got it? Okay. All right, let's break here. Okay, now I want you to go over the let's thank you, Sam. You put it.